UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How many episodes of the podcast did you listen to from The Take last week?
None.
How many podcast episodes did you listen from last week of KSR?
You got me. I did one.
And James Strebel.
And Locke. And Locke, how many of the Midday Rush?
Zero.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on this Friday. We'll do the mixtape here in about 25 minutes. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan producing today's effort. Reminder, we are broadcasting live, as always, from the Papa John Studios. Use the promo code RADIOXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. PapaJohns.com or go to the Papa John's app. I'm sure, many people using the services of Papa John's with what we are all dealing with. Reminder, in 25 minutes, the mixtape. And then at 5 o'clock, Andy Beshear's daily press conference. We'll have it on all stations, 680, 105.7, and over on 93.9 The Ville as part of our 16 hours of live and local programming. And then today we'll probably go a little bit over the top as Mayor Fisher and JCPS have an announcement. We'll be bringing that live right here on ESPN Louisville. Also need to remind everybody, tonight we have yet another version. We had Bird v. Magic via Westwood One last night on ESPN Louisville. And we'll have another best of, one of the great games in NCAA tournament history tonight. 16 over the one, Virginia losing to UMBC.
Yay.
You can catch that tonight at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 680 105.7. And it's all presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health, Bill Collins Ford, and Cox's Smokers Outlet and Spirit Shop. Coming up in a couple minutes, Mitch, we need to update. Do you have that email or do I need to send that to you, our bracket update? So we need to get to that here in just a second as well. Just as a quick update, Kentucky is going to have a teleconference for John Calipari coming up on Tuesday at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Tuesday, 11 a.m. perfectly
right
during
the
midday rush. perfectly for Locke to crush him then on the back end. And so I would imagine that might be, 15, 20 minutes or so. Cal's probably going to be taking a lot of questions this year ending, NBA stuff, what is going on in today's society. The Ashton Hagans video, what he thinks they would have done in the SEC and NCAA tournaments, even though I think he's pretty much said that. And so we'll be carrying that live right here on 680 105.7. So we'll get into the bracket here in just a second because we do need to break early so we can go ahead and get our mixtape in. And Lachlan McClain is the winner. There is no doubt about it here. All right, so I got it. I just got to mention this because it's funny and because I'm hurt.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen if the Lexington Herald Leader and Mark Story have put out the sports radio.
Let me look.
Sports radio story in which supposedly Lachlan McClain is going to be quoted in. Okay,
the star.
Okay, the star himself, the guy who Mark Story knows, the guy that all of his readers want to hear. The thoughts on Kentucky, it's one and only Lachlan McClain.
Yes.
So that is number one. Number two Hayes Gardner of the Courier-Journal, who is probably one of the only CJ members. I don't know. They've had so much turnover there. I don't know everyone that's there. And so I don't know my guy Hayes. And so he reached out to Drew Diener, and he reached out to Bob Valvano, and he also reached out to people at ESPN National. He also reached out to Mark Ennis. I believe he reached out to Mark Ennis. He reached out to Mark Ennis, and he reached out to John Spears, who does the afternoon drive.
What? The afternoon drive. And
I mean, so what? No, do I crush or not?
I say you crush.
Right? Like, how do I react to all of this? And journalism 101, in my journalism class, if you got a proper noun wrong, you got a zero.
Yes.
So Hayes Gardner is actually, he gets a zero because he called Drew Diener's show The Morning Drive. So Diener, who has obviously by all the metrics, not only the super secret metrics that
right.
some radio hosts used to put out there, who no
right.
longer have a job in the market, Diener has the real metrics,
yes.
and they had the name of his show as the Morning Drive Show.
The Morning Drive Show. It's the Diener Show.
And it's the Diener Show.
Yeah.
And so Bob, who openly talks about whale penis, and Bob, who Bob, who doesn't want to do sports radio.
And reads Antonio Brown tweets.
He gets quoted, okay? I just got alerted that John Spears quit. Did John Spears
what?
Quit? Is that true? I'm not saying who has alerted me. And I don't get asked for the Lexington Herald Leader.
Wow.
And they asked Lachlan McLean, who hates everything, who called the Lexington media gutless
sheep.
A week ago. He called them sheep.
And played baw noises.
They did that
yes.
in the background when he blasted the Lexington media.
Oh, I forgot media. About that.
He absolutely haymakered the Lexington media. Diener in the morning, drive.
The morning drive.
And Diener's saying, well, maybe they're using it as like the morning,
the morning drive radio show. Okay, I got you. But you're the biggest show in the afternoons.
I don't know if that's true.
You're one of them.
Let me just be jealous. I'm not saying that's the case. But Ennis got it. Diener
yeah.
got it. Bobby V got it. John Spears, who may or may not have a job, he got it.
Boy,
you know, what's going on here?
I don't know. I mean, this is one of the premier drive time afternoon shows. You think that they'd want to hear from you? I mean, all the year, the text machine's
yeah,
blowing up every
because
day.
Because there's so many people in sports radio. There's so many people in sports radio that right now are doing this thing. Oh, there's nothing to talk about. Oh, my God, there's nothing to talk about. You might have to come on the radio and
right.
actually work on your show. Or, I mean, me and Mitch, when we edit this sound, it takes a long time
right.
to do a 20-minute segment.
For
okay.
sure, absolutely.
I mean, you might have to go work hard to get a guest. Oh, my God, what are we going to talk about? Thank God that Tom Brady happened. Now we have something to talk about. Yes, because the listeners in Louisville, Kentucky, they can't get anyone to talk about Tom Brady. Oh, what's
right.
that? Three ESPN stations are doing that 24/7 because they had nothing to talk about. Now I'm all sweaty.
Yeah.
The Lexington Herald Leader, the Courier Journal, they have forsaken me, and that's fine. You can forsake me. Go ahead.
Disappointing one is the Herald Leader because I've forgotten. To me, it is because,
Lock.
Like you said, he was playing sheep. Sounds in the yeah. background while he was crushing them the entire time. Like, you didn't talk about the Ashton Hagens
right.
video, and you covered it up.
He said they
sheep.
Were controlled by Mitch Barnhart.
Yes, and then that's the guy. this is a show that actually has a Kentucky fan co-host it 3 days a week, and we, you know, we're positive and negative on Kentucky. He's 100% negative. Mark Story, what's wrong with you? I thought we were friends. Not really.
No. Texter says, boy, God is going to have his hands full whenever that D-bag Lock dies.
Whoa, man. hand.
I need to send that to Locke's wife.
Whoa.
I'm sending that on to Carolyn McClain. You have it, don't you? I know. Mitch, you have that sound? You're smiling at
me. He is.
He's smiling.
I was going to check it first. But I could just blindly play it.
Okay,
no,
what is this? What do you mean blindly play it? What sound is this?
Locke taking swipe at... There's two clips of Locke taking swipe at Lexington Media. You just playing both?
It was probably more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty in there.
Well, sure, let's go ahead and do that.
And obviously, there's the angles of cover-ups by Lexington Media and the hypocrisy of Lexington Media who say Louisville Media is controlled by XYZ entities. Unless you are in the Lexington Media and just finding out about that Higgins video the same day we all did, which was yesterday, and you covered it up, then that's embarrassing. That's absolutely embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
What a stupid day it is.
Yeah.
It feels like, doesn't it feel like one of those last days of school because we might be doing shows from home?
It kind of
feels
that way.
And we're going to Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock and the mixtape's coming up at 4:25.
It's like, you know, putting on a movie the last day of school and being like, okay, let's watch Space Jam, everybody. Here you go. Last 2 hours of the day, Space Jam's on. Enjoy.
I think I'm mostly mad that... Am I more mad that Ennis got the quote or that Bob got the quote?
Bob.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think that's the right one. Because like you see, chomping on his sandwiches and talking about Antonio Brown. Which was great, by the way. I'm not disparaging that he did that because it was wonderful content. But you get the point.
Yes, yes, you do. 437-9680. We can read some text here again. Mixtape coming up, and this is how it's going to be. We'll have more updates on what we're going to be doing here in the coming weeks. Exactly, what shows are going to sound like, and everything else is obviously. It's funny. Well, it's not funny, but I think today and yesterday wasn't the case, but today it did kind of hit me that. A, we have no sports, and B, it's going to be this way for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why today was the day that it kind of slapped me in the face, if you will, that this is going to be a while.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about July, possibly. I mean, they're talking about the... I saw a ESPN update today saying the NBA is having conversations about pushing the draft back. Even more, and the NFL doing a draft where they just have an empty building and they just call people's names.
I mean, the NFL is not going to do that because if there's nothing going on, can you imagine how much we are going to be mainlining the NFL draft?
They have to do it.
Can you imagine? I mean, the NFL draft is going to just pull massive numbers as if it doesn't already.
Yeah, it's huge anyway.
I don't need the fans, the Nashville fans, to hell with Nashville and their fake Cowboys.
Yeah.
If it's not Jets and Giant fans, specifically Jet fans booing their pick, I don't care where they put it. Like, I didn't care that they were going to be in a boat, that they had to, you know, row a boat across a body of water in Vegas. I didn't care about any of that. Mm. Give me the draft. I don't care about any of that stuff.
I don't care if it's in a studio, if it's in an auditorium, wherever the hell it is. Just, I want the players in the building. And I want the ESPN and NFL Network dudes up there, Mel Kiper looking perfect. That's what we want. That's what we need. Hell, bring Chris Berman back. Bring him back. Have him say all of his corny stuff and rumbling, rumbling, doing all that. That's what we want. And it'll be the highest rated sporting event maybe of all time because we don't have anything. We have absolutely nothing. And you get the NFL draft. You get all the greatest hits on there. Oh, gosh. It's glorious.
Blue texts in and goes,
"Oh, good.
I literally have coronavirus. It feels very weird. I got it from my 3-year-old who is babysitted by someone that had it. I'm just trying to continue to take long walks. You keep active. Stay safe." We don't believe Blue, do we?
Man,
I read that a couple times to see if there was some sort of hidden message in that sentence that I should not have said on the air.
I don't know. I can't tell when Blue's being genuine and when he's not. Like when he's saying stuff like tongue taco, you know, he's just goofing around. But I don't know, man.
Texas says, "Have you guys seen WDRB last night? Modus and McGowan. Who's McGowan?"
I don't know.
Who's that? Doing sports in a bunker. Lewis doing hits from his basement. Bozich recording to his phone. It was too close to his face. Lane and Crawford nowhere to be found. That coming down at 437-9680. Oh, over the next couple weeks, the debacles on live television and radio are going to be fantastic.
Stuff's going to get weird.
Yeah. I mean,
stuff's going to get weird.
Literally today, Bob goes, "You know what? You know, we're doing the show from home. We haven't had a problem. And little as he said that, he dropped off Nick swimming. And that's one of the reasons that Nick became enraged at 2:45 when he cursed us out. The only other time Nick's been that mad is when he got booted for the third time.
And he came in and started screaming at everybody.
When his car got booted for the third time and he came in, you're not going to use this as content. I'm like, to hell we aren't.
Yes,
what
we
else
are.
Do we have to talk about?
Right, exactly.
Mitch, now you've been watching these, if I'm not mistaken, you have your Iona shirt on, which we like today. You've been watching these replays on YouTube, or I should not say, these simulations on YouTube, and Vermont hit a game-winning three to beat U of L in the 4-13 game, and I was amused because that's how I would have figured that was going to end.
Yeah.
Vermont hitting a three.
I think Louisville fans deep down didn't want that to happen, but they knew that.
It was probably going to happen. Yes. So how much have you done here? How much have you watched these things?
Oh, I watched one more when I went home. I think it was...
Well, you got nothing to do.
I have nothing to do.
You need to talk to a woman.
You need a girlfriend.
Yeah, you need to go over to Indiana where you can still do anything you want.
Yeah, you can still go there.
Except for go to school.
You
can't go to the Rustic Frog. It's not the Rustic Frog anymore.
I know you said they rebranded.
Well,
no,
you told me that.
No, I did not. No.
You and your buddy Matt told me that.
No.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the Tailspin Ale Fest.
No. No. I'd heard from you that they rebranded. And Mitch, you can come over to Indiana. There's plenty of ladies over there, and you can go bar hopping even, maybe.
Texas says they tagged the real fake Diener in that tweet about the drive. That's coming down at 437. Well, who did that? The Courier Journal?
I don't know.
Oh, please have that be the case.
I really hope so.
Please have that be
the case. Which one, though? They have so many of them. There's so many fake Diener accounts, you can't keep track of them. There's like 15 of them. And they all argue with each other.
Go ahead, Mitch. So you've only watched one of these? That's it?
Yeah, people were saying that they're rigged because like it simulates, so all the games are close. That's not the case. There's like a bunch of blowouts. It just so happened the one that upsets the computer.
The Louisville one.
Yeah.
And people were just crushing, right? Like Fire Mac. Like people were just being ridiculous.
There's a live chat that goes on with the game. There's like hundreds of people watching.
When does Kentucky play? Do you have any idea today?
They play tonight at 7:30, I believe. I forget who they play. I can look it up.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
I'm not going to be watching it.
What are you doing tonight? I'm acting up outside. Oh, there we go.
I'm going to drink some beers.
It's getting down to like 50 degrees here when we leave. Like, it's not going to be 70 degrees out.
I know, but I'm going to take advantage of it as much. It's going to rain the next, five, six days.
That's all it does.
So I've got to get outside a little bit.
Mitch, do you want to break down our bracket, the ESPN Louisville bracket? And again, we have so many great prizes we've been telling you about. The Steepleton's Gorilla Goal, the Sealy mattress, the Queen mattress. It's a $1,400 value from Charlie Wilson's. We have a 50-inch TV from Fork Bank. We have Cox's Smokers Outlet Prize Pack. We have Four Roses Bourbon Prize Pack. We have Dave and Buster's VIP, Hexhead Art, Witch Witch Catering Spread, a catering spread from Wing Zone, Bluegrass Carding and Events gift cards, and much more. It's all presented by Papa John's, UPSJobs.com, Coors Light, and Class Act Federal Credit Union. So where are we? We were Region 2, and we need to find a way to put these on Facebook or Twitter, the website or something. And that's not you. That's Nick. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
So, yeah, we have Region 2, which I guess Dayton's the one. So would that be the East Region?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
That sounds right.
So the games were played last night in Bob Valvano's basement. So I have the results here and who's moving on to the round of 32. Start with Dayton and NC Central. Dayton wins 90-57. So Jason Metcalf, you advance to the round of 32.
All right.
And then we got the 8-9 matchup, Providence and St. Mary's. Our first overtime game of the tourney, St. Mary's comes out on top, 84-81. So that means Chris Johnson, you advance.
Nice.
You advance to the round of 32.
CJ2K.
All right.
Ohio State, Stephen F. Austin, that would have been a sexy upset pick for me, but Ohio State comes out on top, 71-63. That means Jackie Wilson moves on to round 32. Then we have an upset.
Okay.
Who do you think got upsetted?
Who got upsetted?
Yeah, four seed.
Is it upsetted? Is that upsetted?
I don't know.
I don't know. Just say it. We got to go to break. Just say it.
Oregon got upset.
Oh, there we go.
Oregon, the Ducks. No. Quack, quack.
Oregon was good. I liked Oregon this year.
New Mexico State, 68-60. Fred Anderson, you move on to the round of 32.
Congratulations, Fred.
There you go, Fred.
BYU, Oklahoma. BYU blows out Oklahoma, 74-57. Terry Veal, you move on to the round of 32. Maryland and Belmont, another upset pick maybe. But Maryland wins 80-64. Patrick LaFollette.
Oh, yeah, our hockey player, LaFollette, yep.
He moves on to the round 32, and here we go. Arizona, Indiana.
I mean, did Bob have Indiana win? Please.
I mean, what you guys think?
Indiana.
I'm going to say Arizona. Hoosiers. I'm going to say Arizona 77-70.
Arizona wins 76-62.
Wow, that was a big win.
That was a big win. 14-point win. Wow.
Trace Jackson Davis only scored 11 points.
He's a bust. There it is, Locke.
Back in the trash can.
There it is. Yeah.
With Archie.
Who's Archie?
So Spencer Tatum with Arizona.
Congratulations, Spencer.
And then last one, Duke and Eastern Washington. I think we all know how that one ends. Duke, 86-57. Chris Berry goes on to round 32.
Congratulations,
there we go,
Chris.
Guys.
All right, so again, that's all presented by Papa John's, UPSJobs.com, Coors Light, and Class Act Federal Credit Union. On the other end, the mixtape, it is early. Bashir coming your way at 5 o'clock, and then the mayor, Greg Fisher, will be after that, along with, I would imagine, personnel from JCPS, as they are making a major announcement this afternoon. 437-9680. We'll have fun. The mixtape is coming up next. Locks the winner. We know it on ESPN Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Brown Daddy admitted to the last time he bought a rap album was DMX.
Yes.
Now, would you like to bark like DMX?
And James Strebel.
Are you ready? Okay.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it, Papa John's Studios. That's where we are broadcasting from. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Strebel, what you got going on the weekend? I only asked that to vamp for a second before we do the mixtape. Yeah, that's
absolutely
the only reason I asked.
No, I'm going to have some beers tonight and grill out. Tomorrow the wife's got to work. So
the wife always works.
She's been off the last three nights in a row, so we've had some nice evenings together. That's been good, but she's working tomorrow night.
That's been good.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at you. That's been good. All right, without further ado, we need to get to it. Locke is the winner. I don't need to tell you. You're just going to hear it yourself. I don't even know who's second on the list. So we do this. We will try to, at the end, take a short break so we don't go from hilarity to Governor Bashir talking about the coronavirus.
Right.
But we shall see. So let's get it going. Still no new imaging as we are in shambles here, but let's get it going here. The mixtape on this Friday, a little bit early on ESPN 680.
Cooper's mixtape. Mixtape.
Cooper Hassan.
I believe Scotty D said that Coop, since he was overseas, has to be quarantined until September. Is that not what he said? I think that's what he said, Mitch.
Oh, I swear to you,
I think that's what he said. The first sound on the mixtape on this Friday. Let's go.
So Albert Ellis, Louisville is listed as warm interest. Here are others who have offered your boy L. Ellis from this Tallahassee Junior College. DePaul, East Carolina, Nebraska, North Carolina Central, Ole Miss, St. Peter's, South Alabama, Tennessee Tech, and Texas A&M. So there's a range there. Like, there's a Big Ten school. There are a couple SEC schools in the mix.
I mean, that is Louisville Lock right there.
Yeah, if that was Cal that had offered
there's
him.
There's Ole Miss. There's an SEC school.
Big Ten schools. Yeah.
Nebraska.
Cats came out number 7 in the final AP poll that came out yesterday. Y'all know, if you're regular listeners of this show, I think that's absurd. I don't think there's any scenario in the universe where Kentucky is the 7th best team in the nation. But that's going to be the final number, and that's the one I'm going to have to live with as the evaluation of this team. A team that didn't win an SEC game by 15 points. A team that lost to Evansville, that lost to Utah, that lost to South Carolina, that lost to Tennessee at home.
But won the flipping league, Locke!
Each of you will be assigned a virtual team
from a bracket that we create. The NCAA is too gutless to do it. We're not. I don't know. Look, as Drew said, we're leaving it in the hands of Bob Valvano, which could be the worst decision that's ever been made.
Wow. Throwing a haymaker at Bob.
The first three are locked, and Mitch knows he can't cut it up because there are so many.
Here we go, Nick. You should like this. We're not 8 minutes into the show. We're already talking about anal plates. There's an anal plate on the back of the snake.
What?
For those of you that want to celebrate Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots and hopefully leaving the AFC East, there are no mass gatherings. Celebrate responsibly. Celebrate at home and with less than 10 people.
That's the Buffalo mayor. The Bills could be pretty good.
They
it's
could.
The mixtape on ESPN 680 1057.
Can I pick that dog?
No.
Can I pick that dog?
No.
Can I pick that dog?
I love that
Mitch,
kid.
Mitch, I got to hear the Southern kid. She's saying, can I pet that dog?
Can I pick that dog?
No.
Can I pick that dog?
No,
he's sleeping.
I love her. She's wonderful.
Wow, it's so hard at this point.
Oh, Mike DeCourcy makes the mixtape on this Friday.
Moving the Kentucky Derby, we think, till September 5th. I assume at that point there will be, there's been some, as we had Mayor Fisher on yesterday, I had him on at 11:45.
Okay, so only me and Mitch know why that's funny. And that probably should not have made the mixtape because now I have to explain it. We should have played that back for Locke. Diener said, I had Mayor Fisher on.
During Locke's
show. Well, he
show.
And Locke had. Yeah. Little schism there. Uh-huh. That's only funny to us.
Jared is on the line with us down there in Nashville, so we have to talk to him. He had an interesting teleconference day yesterday, but he's also got an interesting way he's doing his show, period, because I saw some pictures. So, man, welcome in. Crazy times. Good morning.
You guys are doing a remote today? I mean, I'm all for the fitness market, and I'm all for fitness. And I'm a big fitness market fan. And they got the best selection, the pre-cores and everything there. But you're doing a remote today? I mean, I figured if there was anyone who was going to listen to the president when he said work from home, I figured it would undoubtedly
be you. I'm sorry, Mr. Health Expert.
Yes.
There are three of us here. How many people are at the radio station?
Yeah, but we don't go to the radio. Oh, well, I'm saying work from home, Drew.
Well, you can choose to do that. We are being, if you're thinking we're being irresponsible, then you're wrong. Okay?
Oh, boy. I had not heard that. I had to have that played. I just missed that somehow. Keep them coming.
Oh, man, that felt good. I don't like where it's going or where it has been in the past, but that felt good. It felt really good. Whoa. Look at this. I want to show you something. Here, look at this right here.
That is the mouth of the Midwest, the blowhard himself, Big Easy Zach McCrae, who may or may not, I don't know if he does have the coronavirus or not. I'm saying that in all seriousness.
From ESPN. Franny, we're asking all our guests today to, you can pick one, and then I will tell you who you are, because the book we have here are the Kentucky Snakes. These are snakes found in Kentucky. So I'm going to give you a choice of four snakes. Nick's already taken the black rat snake, which is one of Kentucky's largest snakes. So you can be one of these four, and then I'll tell you who you really are, okay? You could be the black racer, the corn snake, the scarlet snake, or the eastern ribbon snake. Which would you like?
Well, first of all, do you have a lot of Louisville fans listening?
Yes, I hope so.
I was going to take John Calipari. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Big
That's a good line, though. That's a good line.
Who was that?
That's Fran Fraschilla.
Fran!
Crushing. I love it.
Oh,
when Bob
man.
Was doing that, I was exactly thinking the same thing. Oh. The John Calipari snake.
The Louisville basketball news is, this is according to Cardinal Authority.
Of course, instead of CardinalSports.com, which his friend Mark Ennis runs. Keep him coming on the mixtape.
Do you trust President Trump? That's up to you. I don't know. Tonight is Virginia against UMBC. If you want to go back and listen to that, one of the all-time great basketball teams, Virginia, who didn't win a title, one of the all-time great upsets, although, from a point spread perspective, not as big an upset as, say, Kentucky losing to Evansville.
See, I was mad when he said that that was one of the all-time great teams to not win a championship. Then he put the cherry on top.
Oh,
one of the all-time great teams to not win a that team?
That's fantastic.
Get out of town, man.
It's the mixtape. Usually we do this at 5:30. We do it an hour earlier. Reminder, Governor Beshear coming up at 5 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville. Keep them coming.
Yeah, I could be wrong, and I'll tell you if I am, because I'll tell you when I'm wrong, and I'll tell you when I'm right, and it's frequently I'm right, but occasionally I'm wrong. I do read a ton about this subject. I would conservatively estimate that I probably read more than 75% of you.
More than 75%. That's a huge number.
Man, he was dropping gems week, man. Dropping gems all week. He is Jordan in his prime right now, somehow, as a man who is in his 50s. Really is.
You're right.
No, he is in his prime right now.
It was 1 inch longer than the old one. It's bigger than I thought. I've measured it 60 times.
Texas says, has Round Daddy checked on Emily?
No. I'm sure she's fine, though. I'm sure she's fine. They haven't had any correspondence. Hope all's well, Emily.
Correspondence. She might not be fine. You have no idea.
I hope she's okay. Seriously, in all seriousness. Just as a person to a person. Hope she's okay.
And my sister was just giving it to him last night.
Oh.
Texas says Beshear has taken a page out of Coach Satterfield's playbook.
Love him up, but don't touch. That's mixtape. Now, as soon as that's it.
5:25.
Yeah.
Love him up.
Listen how low your voice was there. That we had to. The buzzing was us having to raise your voice. When you get scared, you talk so low.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680 1057. What is next? Mitchell Hannigan.
Fun fact of the day. Your lip skin is exactly the same as your butthole skin. How about that? How about that? So a lot of people are talking out there blank, and the lips are the exact same.
I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to go with that.
You know, Mitch, let's play that again. Which is the funnier part? Because I think it's Bob being exasperated with... So the Courier Journal needs to know, instead of sports, this is what we're talking about on Sports Talk Radio.
Fun fact of the day. Your lip skin is exactly the same as your butthole skin. How about that? How about that? So a lot of people are talking out there blank, and the lips are the exact same.
That's it.
I don't know where to go with that.
The pause.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to go.
He's
with
exasperated.
That's how he left Packer in Durham. With
toss it up.
Toss it up, and then there was no tossing of anything. Yeah. But it was.
Yes.
Well, I didn't mean for that.
There you go.
Tossing.
You know what the thing is? Without Blank and Baker having games to complain about the officiating, we have lost Blank and Baker's fastball.
Yes.
We really have.
So, yeah, Michael, Mitch, and Michelle.
Yep, and then I have a sister, and we were going to name her Michaela, but then my grandpa said that's a dumb name. Let's name her Amanda. So
She broke the...
She did break the... We were going to be one of those families where every single person's name started with the same letter, like a clan.
Hold on now.
And the next voice someone would have heard would have been Adam Zagoria. I need to go back and see if I befriended Mitch's family while I was intoxicated the other night on Facebook.
I just
went on a mad dash on Facebook, and who knows what may have happened.
Are you on Facebook, Mitch?
I think Mitch is, yeah.
Oh, I need to find him.
The calculated risk doesn't matter. Being rational doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is hysteria and fear-mongering.
Oh,
and once people start making decisions based on that, then everyone else follows. Rational thought has prevailed.
Lachlan McLean, Lock Talk on Twitter, LACHTALK. Happy to keep you company for the next 2 hours. Hopefully keep you distracted and amused and entertained during obviously trying times in our nation.
God. Oh.
Gonzaga was the preseason number one in that. And Virginia was number two. Tried to tell you guys Virginia was going to sweep Louisville next year. You didn't want to hear it. You thought I was overly confident. Guess what? They are the preseason betting favorite to win the national championship next year and number two in every poll that's come out thus far. Anyway,
that whole song, you were flat.
You like that? I the pitch isn't right for me, dog.
Man, he is going to be insufferable because Virginia is like, it's like Gonzaga. No one believes in them. And then like Virginia and Duke and Kentucky.
That's going
to
be it.
Poor Louisville, Jay Scrub doesn't show up. They are going to lose two times to Virginia. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680 105.7.
Even if you service one person at a time, there can't be exceptions.
Dick Pound. Dick Pound.
Oh, my goodness.
I've washed my hands 3 times in my bleep once so far today. Hashtag stay clean.
Stay clean.
Play that one again, Mitch.
I've washed my hands 3 times in my bleep once so far today. Hashtag stay clean.
Stay clean. Locke just said on Twitter that his refrigerator guy was listening to his show while he was delivering the fridge. He's listening to Locke.
Hope he's not a Kentucky fan. He's probably a Louisville fan. Yeah, he's like, this guy's a Louisville guy, right?
Yeah. Louisville Lock. What's his name? Louisville Lock? Is that him?
Delivery for Louisville Lock?
Yeah. It was a ball, a boy, and a dream.
Oh, give me some Rick Pitino again.
It was a ball, a boy, and a dream.
Oh. A ball, a boy, and a dream.
He's back.
Too bad he's at a place that no one gives a damn about.
They will now.
Keep the mixtape coming on ESPN Louisville.
For every winning team, a key to success is learn the playbook. That's true in football, and it's also true as we take on the coronavirus. The spread of the coronavirus is a serious matter, but there's a game plan for keeping residents as safe as possible. Everyone has a role to play as we face this challenge together. Cover your cough with your elbow like this. Wash your hands thoroughly, a full 20 seconds. If you're sick, stay home. If you think you should be tested, phone your health provider first. Avoid close contact with anyone who's sick. Protect your at-risk family members, including the elderly.
Including Beverly.
If you're not at risk, take care of them as you go about your daily business. Get the facts now from coronavirus.gov and your state health department. We're all in this together. Let's team up to protect our health.
Keep them coming on the mixtape.
First off, it ain't going to last 60 seconds with DeCourcy. He's gonna have 20 minutes for that. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, easy.
If a toy falls on the floor, it's like, can we pick it up or is there coronavirus? Like, come on. We're fine. Pick up the toy. Just don't lick it.
In the easy bunker.
He is. He's bunkered in. He absolutely is.
It's going to be tough. Come on. Come on. It's going to be tough. Let's go. Again, the coronavirus is a scary, scary deal. And I said this in the first hour, the more you read, the more scared you get.
He's something, man. His pivot to the rest of us has been fascinating.
Yes.
Jordan Wara, he made a bad decision by coming back. It didn't work out. And then we briefly touched on how much is Chris Mack responsible for that decision not working out. And I said, for the most part, I don't know what more Chris Mack could have done. I don't know. I mean, certainly he bears some responsibility, but I'm not going to hold that against Chris Mack.
Oh, boy, if that was John Calipari.
It would have been scorched earth.
Oh.
Erectile dysfunction. Make sure it fits in the opening.
Oh! Back to back.
I don't know a nice way to say this, so I'm going to say it in the non-nice way.
Oh, no.
Your league is garbage.
Oh, boy.
It has been garbage. It most likely will be garbage. But congratulations at being by far the best team in it, Kentucky. Is that fair? Is that fair to say? I don't know what to tell you. The league stinks. Two teams got votes, process. Anyway, but that's not anti-UK, is it? I just said congratulations, UK.
I just said, way to go, UK. You're the best. You're the best.
You're the best around.
Oh. He's singing.
The thing is, he's not wrong. At the end of the year, Auburn and Kentucky were the only teams that had a vote in the top 25.
That mattered.
It's just the tone. It's just the tone. He knows it.
I complimented you.
Yeah, it's the inflection. That. Yeah, it's fantastic. It is the take here on ESPN 680 105.7. We do the mixtape every Friday at about 5:30, but we moved it forward. Coming up in about 16, 17 minutes, Governor Beshear will be live, his press conference right here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Go to the grocery stores. For crying out loud, go to the grocery stores. If you want to go to Bob Evans and eat, go to Bob Evans and eat.
Not only Bob Evans, but the voice is of that man. He's the governor of West Virginia. He sounds, looks, and his content is the state of West Virginia.
Yes.
Congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
Till July sounds like a bunch of bull. I'm sorry. Oh. But, like, it's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible. But, like, inevitable? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Now, I didn't know who that is who now.
Okay, she was on High School Musical, those High School Musical movies.
Well, there's a reason that I didn't
She's
know.
Like a C-list celebrity.
Okay, I was
at this
about
point.
To say, because when I saw the name, it was the dumbest take, but I saw the name, I go, Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah.
How's that?
That's who that is.
You sure are desperate, Locke. If you're reading Strebel's Sea of Blue nonsense, I would rather watch paint dry. Strebel is the exact same as all other UK media. They're all Cal's puppets that kiss his ass.
Ooh. Man, mm-hmm. Thanks.
Texas says, is Round Daddy a shirt on or off guy at the beach? Do you want to do the story or me? Go ahead.
I'll do it. Okay. So we go to Gulf Shores every June with the family. And this past summer, I was getting a little red. So my wife said, you know, you should probably keep your shirt on while on the beach and in the water just so you don't get sunburned anymore, honey. And I, in the back of my mind, I thought, I wonder if she's just a little ashamed of being married to someone with such a bad body.
Well, part of that's true. I think a little part of her was like, eh, honey, cover up.
But I had way too much bourbon that I did not know until Round Daddy right. showed me the Mitchell Hannigan family photo. Your dad looks jacked, by the way.
He does. Live?
That's my mom's boyfriend. That's not my actual dad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Does he lift?
Yeah, he lifts he's 24/7 lifting.
You ever get in an argument with him?
No.
Okay, good.
You both of you ruined the chance to go to break at the best and more horrific time. Shame on both of you. Shame on both of you.
Sorry.
Hey, Mitch.
Boy, I tell you what, there's a lot going on right there.
Yeah.
That clip, Round Daddy was horrified. He was absolutely horrified.
Still am.
Okay, so I'm here to take accountability for what I believe was my mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier today, as I said on Jared and the GM, I believe it was my phone that was not muted. I thought I had muted it, but it was my phone that was not muted, I believe, during the Ryan Tannehill conference call. And so the Nashville media is throwing a huge fit about it. It was an honest mistake. I thought I had muted it. I was recording it so I could cut it all here at home because we're working from home, because obviously we're trying to flatten the curve. So Floyd and I are working from my house. So I was doing different things. President's press conference was on talking about coronavirus. And I was recording the Tannehill press conference. And that was when a lot of people threw a fit about it. As I said on the show today, I'll just say this. If that's the worst thing that happens this week, I'll be okay with it. So there's a lot going on. I apologize, though, to the media, to the Titans, to Tannehill, that was my fault. And so everyone that wants to have this game of who farted, I guess it was me.
What an intergalactically stupid thing to apologize. But thank God that he did it. Keep him coming on the mixtape on ESPN 680.
I did an Instagram live last night with Luke Bryan's tour manager.
Oh.
the name dropping.
Play that one again.
I did an Instagram Live last night with Luke Bryan's tour manager.
That sentence, is there anything more Jared Stillman than that sentence right there?
That's on his tombstone.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Thank you all for making me laugh. We had some fun. We'll be back tomorrow.
Play it again. Stephen A. Smith.
Thank you all for making me laugh. We had some fun. We'll be back tomorrow.
He's gold.
And I'm going to undo my pants.
Oh, not Scott Davenport. Not
and I'm going to undo my pants.
Oh, Scotty D. Scott. Play it again.
And I'm going to undo my pants.
It's a respectable man in the community.
It's a long one. All right, here we go. God, mark that. Anyway.
Use your words. Process.
The process is mad at us. We called him Eric Mangini.
Yelled at me as soon as I walked in the door.
He gave me the middle finger. No, he absolutely did.
Bleep you, Strebel. I'm not Eric Mangini.
That's exactly
what he said.
That's exactly what he said to me, except Sweeney instead of Strebel.
Yeah.
Patino. Uh-huh. Patino. Ricky Patino in a white suit, in pursuit of a recruit with prostitutes and money from shoes. Who will they choose? Is he Coach Stu? Players will play for him, cause he can play for them. Women will sleep with him, cause he can play for them. Viva Patino, Viva Patino, Viva Patino, Viva Patino, Viva Patino. Born in Kentucky, New York, that is lucky, and so he went back to Kentucky, but this time he landed in Louisville, which is, you may or may not know, is their rival school. Had an affair, at least one more away, but he takes his fare in the chair with the person who's never catches. As long as you're bringing in players, you're winning, you'll always be cool. Viva Patino, Viva Patino, oh no Patino, oh no Patino, is a coach no more, he's gone.
That's beautiful. That's art.
It's so bad. God bless Rick Pitino.
We don't have a poop one or a penis one this week.
Thank God.
Again, Hayes Gardner interviewed Bob on what he's going to talk about when there's no sports on sports radio.
That's actually a temperature, by the way.
Golf balls?
No, if you look it up, testicles are cooler than the rest of the body, hence them being in the scrotum. So there's an actual, that term, hot as balls, it's actually the temperature.
Right, so it's actually a cooler temperature than it's
in the
traditionally
body. So it's
used.
Like 97
degrees. If you
were to
use that phrase, which you'll note I haven't used, and only Nick has. Twitter handle is LockTalk, LACHTALK. I don't check my notifications, so if you try and reach me that way, it will be unsuccessful. I'm always able to check email, though, lock@whas.com.
Oh,
mark it, everybody.
There it is.
Some of the sound of the week right there. Wow.
I have this image of you just like whipping it in like,
whoa.
Like how much do we need to worry about the balls we're playing with here? You know, like, Jesus. He walked right in. There you go. There, you mark that. Just text line. Don't worry. We got that one.
Yep.
724. We got that one.
It's a pretty big butt right now.
That's Joe Lenardi of ESPN making the mixtape here on ESPN 680-1057. Reminder in about 10 minutes, Governor Andy Beshear on all stations, 680-1057 and 93.9 The Ville.
But I'm just not here. I wasn't here for it yesterday when Andy was so desperate to have me admit I was wrong. I was certainly prepared to battle and tell you why I believe I'm not. But that's not a battle you want to hear, and it's not a battle I want to partake in.
Yeah, it is.
I am following all those rules. I am doing every single thing that my government has requested of me. There was a poker game tomorrow night that was on with 25 guys playing my monthly poker game. And I said, I don't believe I'm at risk, but I'm not going to attend because I'm trying to do the right thing despite some personal feelings I have. I'm going to try and do the right thing because I don't want to be accused of being a guy who in any way, shape, or form made things. Anyway, I'm just going to start chasing sticks, so I'm not going to do that.
I mean, he went to the movies.
Cal said this should be one of your most loved teams. No, this is like the second or third worst team in the Cal era. And had they not played 15 minutes of basketball against Florida, everyone would know it. Like, it wouldn't even be a debate. But they played 15 minutes, and I'm giving them credit for it, although kind of backhandedly.
So is that a lock leave out to
No, it
mention?
Totally is. It totally is. Like, okay. They get credit for that. But realize how precipitously close they were to not being able to say in any way, shape, or form that this season was in any way, shape, or form a success other than a dopey SEC regular season championship,
it's
which
dopey.
Is meaningless because no one else in the league cares about it.
Okay, but when Virginia wins the ACC, he was literally tweeting about, oh, we can still finish second in the ACC. I'm so proud of that. Get the hell out of here.
Lachlan McClain, Lock Talk on Twitter, realizing that it is hard to be rational in an irrational world. But I will attempt to bring that to you for the next 2 hours. I mean, look, I'm going to try not to get bogged down in coronavirus. My opinion hasn't changed since yesterday. This is all a giant overreaction. The data hasn't even changed since yesterday. A couple famous people got it. One in Australia and one with a 0% risk of dying. But everything has changed because people are freaking out.
Again, the coronavirus is a scary, scary deal. And I said this in the first hour, the more you read, the more scared you get.
Text line, have Locke's daughters brought boyfriends home? How have those experiences gone? You could do a whole show on this, and probably will need to in the coming weeks. Obviously, my youngest has not. She's only 14 and is not yet, thank goodness, interested in that part of life. My oldest has brought a couple boys home, but I've always been I'm not that dad that's going to try and intimidate, and I'm also not that dad that's unrealistic about my daughter's going to remain pristine and pure until her wedding day. I mean, I just, come on. I'm just hoping she has enough self-esteem to make good decisions. That's my goal in life.
I mean
that sound, Mitch, it just makes my skin crawl.
Yes,
that's what that does.
Yes.
Don't be the business that undermines those sacrifices. So if you were a bingo parlor in Pike County, you ought to be closed by the end of today.
Bingo.
I mean, Bashir's having to call out some jackass in Pikeville.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, stop the bingo. Keep them coming on the mixtape. Final
Perfect
couple minutes.
Fubar. A snafu. Everybody had their finger in this.
Vince, you cannot hear us, correct?
Not yet.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear us, you dirty dog?
I'm clicking through the other, man.
That is someone calling Louisville AD Vince Tyree a dirty dog.
Dirty dog.
We still don't know who was doing that. Mitch, how many do we have to go here? Just a couple? I mean, I know we're running out of time. Whenever we don't get to, we can always play next week. We have 70 sounds every week.
Oh, you can hear us, you dirty dog?
And so what I do is I save a lot of those sheets. And I'm looking here. I just have sheets of lies going back like 2 weeks and stuff that I didn't get to. But like, what are you going to talk about? Well, let's go back to the sheet of lies from like, you know, March 10th. What didn't I talk about that day? And I don't know if there actually is. Let me just think. Is there anything I would want on that one? Oh, yeah. There's a take. I mean, there's a take. I don't think Joey Gatewood's as good as the Kentucky fans think he is. Like, that's a take from March 10th that I would never bring up in the middle of college basketball season. But that one's in the holster. Like, I write it down. Anyway, why did I pick one that was anti-UK? Because I'm just going to just I should have found one that's anti-U of L. Let me just go. Let me see if I can find an anti-U of L one.
This is going to be like that. Something good, something good, something good, something good.
Anyway, no, but so there'll be stuff.
One.
But
there's not. He couldn't find it.
He couldn't find the negative one on U of L.
Yep.
And I read a lot of worst-case scenarios, and I read a number of better case scenarios, and honestly, the truth lies in between. And the people who want me to come on and apologize for the feelings I had last week, I don't apologize. I don't take them back. I feel very, very comfortable with everything I said, and it's just not a conversation we're going to re-engage in, because at this point, I don't think you're tuning into a sports talk radio show for a breakdown of whether the steps taken by our government or our sports authorities are the right ones or not.
Now he doesn't have an
opinion. So, Mitch, where are we? We got to go. We got to go out to Governor Bashir here.
Yeah, so we'll play one more, and if you want to reset, we'll play one more, and we'll go break.
Okay, good deal. Well, we probably won't go to break. We'll probably just go to Governor Bashir, and we'll get our simulcast set up. So go ahead and play the last one here on the mixtape, and then one or two more, and then we will make an awkward transition to the governor of Kentucky.
on UK football, something I read this weekend, and not this weekend, it was actually this week, but it was from someone. Look, I all know part of my prep is KSR. I like to know part of my prep is Card Chronicle. Part of my prep is the Courier Journal. Part of my prep is Kentucky.com. Part of my prep is WDRB. Part of my prep, you know, I go to a Sea of Blue. I go to the Crunch Zone. I go to a bunch of sites every morning, but I don't pretend that I don't read KSR.
Last one, Mitch. Go ahead, quickly.
These dopey morons with the overreaction to the coronavirus is about to get on my last nerve. And I'm not going to let the show get overwhelmed because I understand it's a sports show and you don't really care about the coronavirus. For the most part, this is a show to kind of get your mind off of the anxiety and the negativity and the fear and the concern that we are all suffering from. So that is my goal, and I appreciate you hanging out with me.
Oh.
Locke, we love you.
Oh, yes, we do. Let us know when Governor Beshear is coming up, and then obviously we will get to the simulcast here on 93.9 The Ville as well. A reminder, Governor Beshear has went about an hour here on these press conferences, if not a little more. I'm just seeing an email here. JCPS and Dr. Is it polio? I apologize.
Polio.
Okay, there we go. I was wondering if it was polio.
It is polio.
That's what it looks like. I didn't know if that was the case.
Yes.
He will be speaking at about 6 o'clock along with Mayor Fisher. And so we're going to have all of that right here on ESPN Louisville. So that is pretty much what's happening here the next couple hours. We are a community radio station. So for the foreseeable future, we will be providing all of those updates. So just wanted to get that out. Reminder, we'll have normal programming, 7 a.m., 16 hours of live and local programming coming your way on Monday. And we're just going to continue to fight through this. We might have an announcement next week as well. I am working with ESPN to see what kind of best of games we can get from Kentucky and Louisville and maybe Indiana, what we have the rights to, and then also what ESPN can help us get the rights to fill time, obviously, like LKY last night.
Sure, yeah.
Having a Kentucky game. What the Kentucky-Louisville game was in 2012.
Yeah.
I know at some point they're going to have the Christian Laettner game, which is funny.
It's tomorrow.
That's pretty much what we're going to be doing. That's pretty much what is happening here. Also, reminder, John Calipari will be having his press conference, his final teleconference of the season Tuesday at 11 o'clock. We'll have that as well right here on ESPN Louisville. A big thank you again to our friends at Bear Nose by the Bridge. Hooking us up with some pizza today. Want to thank them as we get out of here on this Friday. Governor Beshear's come into the podium. Let's get a legal ID as we're simulcasting here on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.